welcome to Pipe and a Book, the show where we read a pipe and smoke a book. Hey everybody, Dave here, how you doing this evening? I am still smoking that Acadian Perique in my Pearwood pipe that I got from my wife as a present, as I have been for the last 3 weeks. This has been one long smoke. I have never smoked a pipe for 3 weeks before. You'd think it'd be pretty hot by now, but it's really not. Okay, you all know that I batch recorded this, so that's enough of the joking around. Let's get to the book of the week, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. We are now in book 5 of the Harry Potter series. Okay, now, this is where things really take a dark turn. But let's get into the description of Order of the Phoenix and see where things are going. So, from Goodreads, we have a star rating of 4.49 stars. This one's a little bit less than the others. Apparently, this was not as popular of a book. Although, really, when you're looking at 2,226,776 ratings, 4.49 stars, that is a great rating out of all those. It's amazing. Okay, here's the description as stated on Goodreads. There's a door at the end of the silent corridor, and it's haunting Harry Potter's dreams. Potter, spelled with 3 T's in this case. Why else would he be walking in the middle of the night screaming in horror? Harry has a lot on his mind for this, his 5th year at Hogwarts, a defense against the dark art teacher with a personality like poisoned honey, a big surprise on the Gryffindor Quidditch team, and the looming terror of the ordinary wizarding level exams, the OWLs. But all these things pale next to the growing threat of he who must not be named, a threat that neither the magical government nor the authorities at Hogwarts can stop. As the grasp of darkness tightens, Harry must discover the true depth of in strength of his friends, the importance of boundless loyalty, and the shocking price of unbearable sacrifice. His fate depends upon them all. Dun, dun, dun! Okay, so we have a dark turn going here, and it's just one of them things, you know? So, Order of the Phoenix. It's one of them things. It's from the first Wizarding War. Dumbledore had started it up, and it was meant as a defense force against Voldemort back in the old days, which is being reformed with his return. Harry and his friends are not part of the Order at this point because they are too young. But spoiler alert for later books, they will be. Yes, they will be. In this book, we get the only other character who might be as evil as Lord Voldemort himself, Dolores Umbridge, the Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher with a personality like poisoned honey. Oh my gosh, what was Fudge thinking? I mean, he hired Umbridge. And Umbridge is the only other person than Voldemort to leave multiple scars on Harry's body. Wow. Like, I mean, this woman's just pure evil. What do you say to that? Like, if we had teachers like this in the real world, our kids are, my goodness, this woman would be, what's the word I'm looking for here? She's abusive. She physically assaults her students. She gives them truth serum to rat on their friends. She does all kinds of things, not nice things. And well, you know, she does get dragged off by the centaurs at the end, and, you know, it's not said that anything weird and disgusting happens, but I'm pretty sure it does off page and off screen. So, poor Dolores. Not really. But what I think might have happened to her, I would not wish on anybody else. Ever. Okay. Enough on Dolores Umbridge, the most hated Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher in the wizarding world. What else is going on? Well, Harry is seeing things. He's having visions of the door in his dreams, which turns out to be a door to the Department of Mysteries and the, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of the place the Department of Mysteries is in. The Ministry of Magic building. Oh my God, what was wrong with me? I can't believe that just slipped my mind for a moment. Okay, so what's the big deal about the Department of Mysteries? We'll get to that. But lots of things happen revolving around this door. There's Harry's trial and his reinstatement to Hogwarts School. There's the attack on Arthur Weasley, whom, if you are not familiar, which I'm sure most people who are listening to a Harry Potter book cast on a podcast called Pipe in a Book know, but some might not, he was supposed to die. Instead, Sirius does. Oh, I've said too much. No, I'm just kidding. I was just going to say it later anyway. But lots of things happen here. Arthur's attacked by Nagini, the girl from the Fantastic Beasts. Arthur is attacked by Nagini, the girl from the Fantastic Beasts movies, who is a Maledictus, who by this time has become permanently a snake. Now, I'm curious as to whether a Maledictus like Nagini would remember being human, but if she does, well, we don't know about it. And if we do, it's not something that I know about. But what is the secret? And what is so important about that door that Voldemort uses Harry's love for his stepfather, no, godfather, Sirius Black, to get Harry to go there? There's a prophecy. The prophecy that names Harry or Neville the Chosen One. And by the rules of the wizarding world, only the person who is named in the prophecy that the prophecy is about is the one who can retrieve it from the Hall of Mysteries, the Department of Mysteries. And Voldemort wants the prophecy because he figures it will help him cement his power and whatnot. But we all know how that worked out if we've read all the books. Pros and cons on this book. I don't think Sirius should have died. I think Harry needed a way out of the Dursleys other than the one that happened. But hey, I'm not the author. J.K. Rowling is. Discrepancies from book to movie? Not too many. There are things there that didn't happen in the book that might have made the movie a little bit better, but overall, I think the movie portrayed the story in Order of the Phoenix fairly well. And I overall enjoyed hearing the book on Audible and enjoyed the movie. I myself would rate it about 4.5 stars, just like Goodreads, and there's lots of good stuff in the book. Go ahead, go find it, go read it. I mean, I realize these are really short reviews and such, but I'm not that much of a talker, and I'm recording 5 of them tonight, so there you go. And I'm only on my 3rd one. I'm at the midpoint, people. Okay, so go find Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix and let yourselves be pulled into the wizarding world and enjoy. And join us again when we talk more Harry Potter next week. And I hope you had fun listening to us talk about the book of the week this week. And I hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something, or at the very least, thought my opinion was kind of entertaining. And if you didn't like it or didn't find my opinion entertaining, that's okay too. So, if you're looking to follow us throughout the week, I am, of course, at drallen201. The show is at Pipe and Book. And if you feel the need to email us for any reason, you can always find us at pipeandabook@gmail.com. For information on this and other shows, you can always visit us at maplecitymedia.wixsite.com/home. There you will find all the information you could ever want on Pipe and a Book or any show produced by Maple City Media. And with that, thanks for listening, everybody, and good reading. Pipe in a Book, a Maple City Media production.